Actually, we are sharing the concern of the international community, namely the Security Council, as well as Secretary General of the United Nations, their concern about the bleak situation and deteriorating humanitarian situation and security situation in Darfur. Because those who are dying and those who are suffering are our people, and all of us have, you know, members of their families in ITP camps or refugee camps. But the question is, who is responsible? I don't think that game is responsible for the ongoing violence. Those who are responsible are the regime in Khartoum. The regime in Khartoum is responsible. And the international community actually failed to put any pressure on them to stop their scorched earth campaign against our people on the ground. We went to Doha in good faith, with the determination actually to keep peace, and we signed the framework agreement. In that framework agreement, which we signed in Doha in last March, actually include declaration of ceasefire. GEM has committed itself to that declaration and acting on the ground according to that declaration. But the regime used that agreement without any kind of blaming from the international community. They used the agreement to calm the situation, you know, to run their elections, to fold the election, to take the election, and after the election, immediately they started the scorched earth campaign, because they feel that they don't need any kind of calm situation, and they don't need any kind of ceasefire with GEM. And their intention at that time is very clear, that to crush GEM, to suppress GEM, and the international community actually kept silent about that. Now, the regime in Khartoum is responsible for that, and they put it very clear that the international community give them some sort of green light or some sort of blind eye to do whatever they want to do as far as they are going to carry out the referendum in the south. That is very dangerous. The regime is linking the two situations together, situation in Darfur and situation actually of referendum in the south, because they want to suppress and to crush GEM force on the ground, and after that actually to focus on the south, not to run a free or fair kind of referendum, but actually to make the south also ungovernable. This is the behavior of the regime. This regime cannot accept any kind of peaceful resolution to this conflict. So they are responsible, and the regime is responsible, and I think the international community should do more than making a statement, should do more than, you know, making, you know, commenting on Ban Ki-moon report. I think they should praise the Khartoum regime. The Security Council should praise the Khartoum regime so that they can accept, you know, win-win kind of peace agreement in Darfur. That's the thing.
The United Nations chief, Ban Ki-moon, said that GEM's withdrawal from the peace talks in Doha has undermined the goal of an inclusive and rapid resolution of the Darfur conflict. What do you say to that?
But the question is, we didn't actually frozen our participation in the process just for the sake of just frozen it or freezing it or something. No. We made it very clear that we boycott the Doha process, because the Doha process is fully manipulated by the regime in Khartoum. The Doha process is not a serious one, it's not a meaningful one, it's not impartial, and it's not neutral. That's what we said. But GEM is still believe that peace is our strategic choice and option, and there is no military solution to the ongoing conflict. There is only, you know, political solution to this conflict. But the regime in Khartoum doesn't have the will, doesn't have the determination, and now they are manipulating Doha process. So Doha process is not impartial kind of process. If it's impartial, if it's neutral according to international standards, we should have participated in it. But actually, you see what they have done to the GEM. The leadership of GEM, including Dr. Khalid, the chairman of GEM, was in Doha in good faith. Instead of treating him as you know, as present as a sign of goodwill, they just, you know, interpreted his presence there in high profile, or the presence of GEM in high profile, as a sign of weakness. And then they tried to block GEM, and they stopped GEM from, and the GEM leadership, including Dr. Khalil, from going inside Darfur to meet with his troops and to meet with his people, so that to consult with them the post-process or something like that. That kind of treatment, I think, is against the moral of the international, of the United Nations, against the standard of the United Nations, against the practice of the United Nations, against the code of conduct of the United Nations, which is supposed to sponsor the process of Doha. The process of Doha that right now is working for one part of the conflict, which is regiving Khartoum.
Now, Aidan, let me ask you this. Under what conditions will you go back to the negotiating table in Doha? Because there are suggestions that there should be no preconditions if indeed GEM really cares for the people in Darfur who are suffering to resolve this conflict once and for all. What do you say to that?
You know, the decision of GEM is not, you know, without support. The IPP comes, the representative of civil society, representative of refugees, representatives of ITP camps, they were in Doha, and they put it very clear to them that and even they supported the ICC, and they supported Germany's position, and we cannot negotiate with them while they are blackmailing us. How can we negotiate with them while our leader right now is just broken and stranded in Tripoli? Why they don't allow him free movement? Do you think that by this kind of pressure, Germany will submit? Germany's freedom fighters movement and fighting for the best interest of people of Darfur. The best interest of people of Darfur is not in Doha and escape right now. Shame. We urge international community. GEM urge actually the Security Council to evaluate and to assess the Doha process so that they can make it, you know, impartial and neutral. Doha is not impartial and it's not the neutral process. Doha is working for the best interest of one party, and that one party is the regime in Khartoum.
So what are you going to do about the ongoing process? Because there need to be a resolution of the conflict in Darfur. And you and the government in Khartoum are the two main bodies that need to address this concern being expressed by the international community. What is GEM prepared to do to resolve the crisis?
Actually, we said that we are ready. We said it time and time again. You know, we are ready. In principle, we don't have problem with ceasefire. As a matter of fact, we begged them in Doha last time to sign the ceasefire, but the regime failed actually to sign it because the regime saw that, you know, after the normalization of the relation with Qatar, they don't need any kind of ceasefire with GEM. GEM will be crushed by them or something like that. And then they realized that GEM survives without any kind of support here and there. Because this is very political issue, it has to be resolved politically. But the regime, unless there is a change of heart, and unless there is a change of behavior and practice of the regime in Khartoum, there will be no resolution because you cannot resolve it alone as them. The other party also has to be determined and to come to negotiating table in good faith. What they are doing right now in Doha is just buying time and using Doha forum just as a PR kind of forum. That's what they have been doing. If the international community is serious, they have to evaluate. International community, Security Council namely, has to evaluate the Doha process, to evaluate the political process, to assess the political process, and after that, to reform it so that it could be a meaningful political process which can help both parties to achieve a negotiated settlement and a political settlement to the ongoing violence. We are not happy with the ongoing violence because we are not warmongers. Our people are suffering, but right now the regime is not serious, and there is no pressure from the side of the international community on the regime. And the regime knows that very well. They thought that international community only focusing on referendum and they are not focusing in Darfur. So instead of just, you know, crying like that and making a statement, they have to do something, you know, tangible. They have to do something practical, to do practical steps to put pressure on the regime. And regime now, right now, they are talking about peace from within. Who is going to support them in that strategy? And they are doing this because they don't feel that there is any enough pressure from the international community. If the international community is serious about ending the violence in Darfur, if the international community is serious about the suffering of our people in Darfur, they have, you know, to put pressure on the regime and to evaluate and to assess Doha process so that they can reform it and you know, to be a meaningful and a serious political process. Our people on the ground, they have no faith in Doha. They have no faith in political process. And they are not actually, you know, confident that Doha process will bring, you know, just and fair peace which can address the root cause of the conflict in Darfur. The Doha process is just about some individuals. You know, they are already in agreement with the Khartoum government and they want just to give them job here and there. No, we are not for jobs. We are for a real solution as solution that which can reflect on our people's lives and reflect on our people, you know, future. That's the only peace which game we know will be part of it.